Not everybody in Boston is losing. Last night, Democrats honored Teresa Hines Carey at one of Boston's most expensive restaurants. Louise Sierra of Youth Radio stopped by the restaurant Mistral while they were setting up for the big event.
$625. For me, that's a month's rent, or a whole year's tuition at my community college in Los Angeles. But at Mistral Restaurant in Boston, $625 buys you a bottle of wine. And that's not even the most expensive bottle. I waited tables at an Italian restaurant in Los Angeles all throughout high school, so I didn't think my behind-the-scenes visit to Mistral would bring any surprises. Mistral has a flavor of Provence, and I serve pizza. How different could it be? Well, check out server Robert Annette's job.
These are called starters or show plates. When the guest arrives, they see the plate. It's basically there for show, okay? We remove the plates and bring out bread, and they use the bread plates.
Wait a minute. When I put a plate down on the table, it was because the customer needed to eat off of it. Seems like a whole lot of extra labor to me. All that setting and clearing, setting and clearing. But I guess to be fair, this is the biggest event Mistral's ever done, according to General Manager Mark D'Alessandro. It even comes with a special DNC cocktail, the Donkey Martini.
It's made with Stoli peach and cranberry iced tea, served straight up with a lemon twist.
Pizza joint or a five-star plus restaurant? One area where I thought I could help out that Mistral staff, handling celebrities. I'm from LA, after all. A political convention has its own special brand of stars. Mrs. Hines Carey even requested one server by name, Rory.
Do you think there's a difference between celebrities from Hollywood or celebrities from who are politicians?
I'd rather not comment. No comment. But if Hillary Clinton comes, I might have to, you know, run over and say hello. So.
Maybe so. But the thing about rubbing elbows with the rich and the famous, whether in Hollywood or Boston, is at the end of the night, you go back home. The streets here in Boston don't look the same as in my neighborhood in East LA, but I recognize the border between me and where the privileged get together and party. For NPR News, I'm Luis Sierra in Boston.
And his commentary comes to us from Youth Radio.